In this bulletin, contingency plans developed for sending Australian troops to help secure peace in Gaza. Australia signs a tax treaty with Ukraine. And in the AFL, Western Bulldogs star Jamara Ugle-Hagan heads to the Gold Coast Suns. With the latest SBS News, I'm Eva Kwan. A government frontbencher has confirmed the Australian Defence Force is preparing contingency plans in case a decision is made to send peacekeeping troops to support an international stabilisation force in Gaza. Health Minister Mark Butler says the Albanese government has not yet received any request from the United States or any other country to send Australian military support to the devastated enclave. Opposition frontbencher Jane Hume says the coalition would not support the deployment of Australian troops to Gaza in the current situation. United States President Donald Trump says he'll hold a summit with Vladimir Putin following a two-hour-long phone call between the two leaders. Mr. Putin's foreign aid advisor Yuri Ushakov says the location will be Budapest.
Vladimir Putin provided a detailed assessment of the current situation in Ukraine, emphasizing Russia's interest in achieving a peaceful political and diplomatic solution. It was noted in particular that during the special military operation, the Russian armed forces are holding strategic initiative along the entire line of contact.
The summit has been set one day before the US president was due to speak with Ukrainian leader Volodymyr Zelensky. The Ukrainian president is heading to the White House in Washington, D.C. to push for more military support, including long-range offensive missiles. Australia has signed its first-ever tax treaty with Ukraine in an effort to strengthen economic ties between the two countries. Treasurer Jim Chalmers says the treaty will allow businesses from both countries to invest in each other more efficiently by reducing compliance tax rates. Dr. Chalmers signed the treaty with Ukraine's finance minister, Sergei Marchenko, during a trip to Washington, D.C. He says it sends a strong signal of support.
We salute and we support the extraordinary bravery and courage of the Ukrainian people in the face of Russian aggression. We support the Ukrainian people and its government militarily. We support them across the board, but today was an important demonstration of our effort to build even closer economic relations between Australia and Ukraine at a time when its economy, for obvious reasons, is under maximum pressure.
In a first-of-its-kind collaboration, the Australian Brandenburg Orchestra is performing alongside a soloist singing in Yolngu Mata language. Noi Gapu, which translates to the ocean, was written by Yolngu songman Rawoon Memuru. It blends his ancestral songlines of Arnhem Land with the classical orchestral works of an 18th-century European composer. Rawoon Memuru is told in ITV, it's a powerful work.
For you, it's a very deep understanding, very deep feeling when we sing about the water. And water, for us, is a giver of life, similar to the land. They both work in that same system.
And in sport, AFL star Jamara Ugle-Hagan has been traded to the Gold Coast Suns. The 23-year-old has been let go by the Western Bulldogs at a heavily discounted price, with the club receiving pick 74 for the former number one draft pick. In a social media post, Jamara has thanked his former club, saying he treasures the memories and friendships made during his time there. Benunga Gutjamara Jab Warongman didn't play this season due to personal issues. But Ugle-Hagan was the Bulldogs' top goal scorer in 2024, with 43 goals. And that's the latest from the SBS Newsroom.